was that?
Not wrap up. What's the call that you...
Recap?
Recap.
Yeah. Oh, recap.
Right. So the... this guy's only a few days. He knows about the recap, right? So the first issue that we're addressing here is Siman Tuf Ayin Beis Siyu Zayin, in which the Mechaber speaks about the requirement of Haseba for certain things, and mentions that for those things that you need a Haseba, if you did them without a Haseba, it is as though you didn't do them, and you have to go back and repeat them. Rama says that at least in some cases we rely on the Rav Yah. In the case of the third and fourth cups, if one did not do a Haseba, even though ideally he should have done a Haseba, if he failed to do a Haseba, he need not go back, because we have this potential problem of Nerek and Mosef Alakosos, in which case we rely on the Rav Yah, who says, Bizman Azeh, we don't do a Haseba in general, even though we don't paskin like the Rav Yah Lechachila. In such a case, we can use the Rav Yah as a sniff to be Mekel, because we have this other problem. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that when Rama says matzah must have Haseba, and if you don't have Haseba for matzah, you have to go back and do it again. He says that's true for matzah, but not for afikomen. You can't have a second afikomen. So Dov said, well, what does that mean? When is it that we're talking about this potential second afikomen? All right?
Yeah, question.
Yeah, question.
So the Rav Yah says that Bizman Azeh, because the temple is destroyed, etc.
Not for the temple. Just saying people don't eat like that. That's not the way a seva is done. So look around. You don't see people doing a seva.
So the seva is not required.
He holds that way. We don't paskin that way. But we're relying on it in this instance. Apparently it wasn't rejected out of hand. We didn't say, oh, the Rav Yah is crazy. He's not part of our Masorah. We're not going to paskin like him. We kept him sort of in the background. And we're relying on it in this case. All right? That's an important concept. You have that from time to time. You have a shita that's not fully rejected, and when you need to resolve other issues, you'll rely on a shita that's not necessarily relied upon in the Lechachil cases. You okay?
I'm good.
Okay, next. Next. The next is Tuf Ayin Zayin Al.
What about Korach? Don't worry about
Korach. Let's see, one thing at a time. Tuf Ayin Zayin Al. Tuf Ayin Zayin Al. Okay. Someone wanna read? No?
Right.
Yeah, please.
Achar Gemar Kol Suda, Ochlim Matzah Shmura Taka Samapa, Kazayas, Kol Echad.
Okay, so after the meal, everyone has a Kazayas for the purpose of what? Afikam.
Zecher the Pesach, Hanechal Al Hasova. Remember to the Pesach that you ate, I guess, to be satiated, to be...
No, the Karm Pesach was eaten Al Hasova, meaning you had to eat the Karm Pesach while you were already sated. You couldn't eat the Karm Pesach in a state of hunger. So you're worried that you would do that. You would approach it ravenously, you'd break bones. Not allowed to eat that way. Karm Pesach also, you have to be eaten in a certain type of state of refinement. So a state of splendor and grandeur. So to eat the Karm Pesach like a ravenous animal is inappropriate. Right? The truth is, I don't remember right now which one came first. Maybe the Isser of breaking bones. Was it predicated on not eating like this, or are you not allowed to eat like this unless you come to break bones? There is a connection. I just thought, I don't recall right now which one is which. You know, which is the chicken and which is the egg. But they both certainly apply. Listen, I don't know what this means. Mushi is online. Am I supposed to call him?
Yeah, call Mushi.
I should call him?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's continue.
Yo, greetings, Adam.
Right? So we're dealing now with Tuf Ayin Zayin Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. Tuf Ayin Zayin Aleph in the Mechaber, rather. So the Mechaber says that you eat this piece of matzah at the end of the meal as the afikoman. Zeche lepesach anechal asova. Now we saw previously, or at least we mentioned previously, but that's something of a machlokas. Not all Rishonim agreed that the matzah they eat at the end of the meal is a zechet to the Karm Pesach. Some assume that it's a zechet to the matzah that was eaten with the Karm Pesach, but not the Karm Pesach proper. That's the shita of the Rashbam. Tosel seems to argue and say that the mitzvah of matzah is really the matzah that you're eating at the beginning of the Suda. Rashbam says the matzah that you're eating at the end of the Suda is the matzah that you yotze the mitzvah with. All right? That's a little bit of a tangential point. But let's go weiter over here.
Vaseva,
good. So here, right, we're told that you have to eat afikom vaseva. You have to eat afikom vaseva, good.
And you should make a bracha. There's no bracha on this.
Right, you don't make a seven bracha.
Right. So you should be careful to eat it before chatzos.
Good. Now, take a look at the Mishnah Berurah.
Which one?
I mean, the Ramah just said to be yaktim atzmo, shigam halal yikra kodim chatzos. In a perfect world, you should also say halal before chatzos. I think most people are happy if they can get in afikom before chatzos.
If people have been to, like, I mean, always next thing in shul, everyone's always saying, like, oh, like, how long did Jusir go? It's like the contest.
Right. I mean, it's not supposed to be about that. Obviously, there is an idea to have a qualitative involvement in Sipur. So if a person is involved in Sipur and their Seder takes a long time, I guess that's a nice thing. The truth is, it's brought down from the Tosefta and other places that there's an idea that even after the Seder is officially over, one should involve himself with some aspect of Sipur Yisus Mitzrayim. Is it halacha or is it actually Sipur? So that's debatable based on different shittos that discuss the issue. But that could be done even after the afikoman is eaten. A person could eat his afikoman and say halal and still discuss hilchos pesach. Right? Okay.
Shalom, Mishnah Berurah.
Please. The Mishnah Berurah, I'm sorry, in Sifkat and Dalet.
Yeah.
So what does the Mishnah Berurah say here over here?
If you failed
to do Haseba before the Afikoman,
you don't have to go back and eat.
If
it's hard for you. It's a chil, you should go back.
That's certainly what it sounds like.
If it's too hard for you, you don't have to go back.
So it sounds like, right? If it's difficult, don't go back. What's the implication? If it's not difficult, go back.
Why would it be difficult to go back?
Because you already ate a whole meal. You had 2 kazeis of matzah, 3 kazeis of matzah earlier. And now you're having a 4th kazeis of matzah.
It's not that hard to get a kazeis of
matzah. Okay. Depends what your shiurim are. If you're chazan a shiurim, maybe it is hard.
Sure.
Right? Or maybe you had a full meal.
He really pulled from his own shiurim.
Who? Chazanish?
I just don't get how that's...
What, humanly possible to eat like that? In general, or just matzah and mara?
Matzah and mara, especially when you're told you've got to do it. I can eat tons of matzah just if... But like, you know you have to do it.
That's it, that's the Yitzhar.
Was he a small guy?
I was funny. I have a question, I'm actually
leaving. Right. No, as you're saying that once you feel that you have to do something, then there's an immediate... drive not to want to do it, and then it becomes more difficult. And the Gemara says that. The Gemara says that Gadol Mitzuvah Oseh Mishena Mitzuvah Oseh. There's a greater scar for someone who's commanded to do something and does it than for someone who's not commanded and does the same thing. Why? Because that person had a greater Yetzer Hara to overcome. On some level, it's more difficult for that person. It sounds a little bit counterintuitive. You'd say, well, if I know I have to do it, of course it's easy. But that's not true. Once the way human nature is... is that once you're told you have to do something, then you don't want to do it, right? You might have been inclined to do it anyway, but once someone says, okay, now you have to do that, and think about it, even the way you interact with people, it's like that, you know? All right? Next. So we have a bit of a problem here. What's the problem? Previously, in the earlier siman, in Taf Ayin Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says that you don't go back and eat afikoman again. Why? Because it's not proper to eat 2 afikomens.
Oh, you're mimosi.
Well, he just says it's not proper to eat 2 afikomens. We don't know. He just says you don't. Also, le'achol shnei pamim afikomen. So you've gotten chaf beis, right? It's forbidden to eat 2 afikomens. Right? Shnei pamim afikomen. Over here, he doesn't say anything about shnei pamim afikomen. What does he say? He just says, oh, if it's not too difficult, then you should go back and do it. But the implication certainly is that if it's not difficult, you should go back and do it. Yes.
So steering the mission group.
Well, right now it seems like there's some type of contradiction here.
Some
of the Mara, though? Yeah, no, it's because I mentioned that. The Shahar Tzion mentions in Os Dalad, when the Mishnah Berurah said, again, remember that the Shahar Tzion was written by the Mishnah Berurah as well. Mishnah Berurah wrote, that is, the Chav Tzion wrote, Mishnah Berurah, Bir Halacha, and the Shahar Tzion. Not as it's often referred to, Shahar Tzion. It's Shahar Tzion because it's where he's mitzayin the makoros. He records, marks down, lists the makoros. When it says Shahar Tzion, I mean, it obviously is a play on those words. It obviously is a play on the words, but it really doesn't make sense to call it the Shaar HaTzion, it has nothing to do with Zion, right? It's the Shaar HaTzion, but it's an adaptation or a corruption of the Shaar HaTzion. In any event, what he writes here is that Shemidas Rashi Rashbam, it's the Rashbam that we alluded to earlier.
Dalad.
In Shaar HaTzion, Dalad. Yeah. Not Dalad and Tafayin Vav. Dalad and Tafayin Zion. No, you might be in the right place.
All hands from Moshe's
Gemara.
No, go down further.
Starts over again.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Shemidas Rashi Rashbam. Shemidas Rashi Rashbam. Mashma dafikom and yotzin etzem ha-mitzvah dachilos matzah. You're yotzi the mitzvah achilos matzah at the end of the Seder. Elo shetiknu levarach b'tchilos ha-sudah. Okay, that's something that we have to deal with. Perhaps. I mean, Tosfos also acknowledges that needs to be addressed. If you hold like the Rashbam and you're yotzi the mitzvah achilos matzah at the end of your Seder, how is it then that you're making al-chilas matzah 3 hours before, 2 hours before? Right? So he says, but since that's the case, that according to Rashbam and Rashi, that's the matzah with which you yotze the mitzvah, tzarech b'emes l'chavi mebrocha, you also have to have kavanah. We mentioned this the other day, that it's proper to have kavanah when you make al-chilas matzah, which also include the korech and also include the afikoman. Some guys are shocked to find out that Reb Chaim didn't speak through Shulchan Aruch because of that, because he was choshesh for these shitos, and he said that Shalom was of the opinion that one should not speak. And it was brought down that Reb Chaim was knowing that way.
Like who?
Well,
it's
pretty crazy.
The
Shalom? No, it's because of the Shalom.
You just said the Shalom.
I think they say that that was the Shalom brings that down.
Oh, okay. I want to make sure you said the Shalom, not someone else.
No, oh. I said Shalom.
I think it's impossible to do that these days.
Just during the meal. I'm not talking about during Magid, obviously. This is just once Magid's over, I'm eating the matzah, eating korech, eating a meal, and then having afikoman without being masik.
Is different Torah considered hafzik?
That's a good question now. I don't know what's going to be called a hafzik. Obviously, anything that doesn't have to do with matzah would certainly be a hafzik. You're talking Torah about the matzah? No, I don't hold by that. We certainly try not to speak until after korech. And that's what they brought down by classic poskim. That one should not speak from the time he makes al-chilas matzah until after the conclusion of korei.
Does that always include the ritual when we say not to speak?
Whatever is not, I think you shouldn't. It's not necessary to start speaking at that point.
Okay.
I don't think it's necessary to speak at that point. I mean, that's the whole question about the zechla mikdash kehila. Is zechla mikdash kehila hafzik or not? Rabbi Avadia holds it's not. Mishmur holds it is. I mean, no one's going to say that that's not Torah. Pertains on some level to the mitzvahs, and yet Mishnah Berurah feels it's not proper to do that. So I don't think it's a mitzvah. You have to speak Torah then. And then at least you put yourself in a question. Put yourself in a position where it's a question. Speak right before and speak right after. You speak in the middle. You have a bracha here. It's a birkas ha-mitzvah. I would say even Torah is potentially a hefsek. The only reason why they say that's not a hefsek is because, not because it's Torah necessarily, but because it's necessary for the thing. You know, it's a description of the thing. So it's me'oso inyan. It's tzorech mitzvah, whatever you want to call it. But it's, you know, it's like havi left on havi melech. Hamotzu lechem la'aretz, bring the salt. Why is it not a hafzik? Because that's pertinent to the mitzvah. So I say it's pertinent to the mitzvah, but to start getting up and giving populum or giving Torah.
I don't think
anyone would say that's advisable. I think by most accounts that would certainly be a hafzik.
Oh, okay, cool.
You know, like some kind of
joke?
No, not a joke. Some kind of presentation, you know, up and back. He said like this, he said like this. A lecture. But the Shaar HaTzion is pointing out that certainly according to those shitas, that there should be haseba for this matzah. And that's why v'didhu b'vadei tzarech l'achzav l'echol b'haseba. According to those shitas, you would definitely have to go back and do haseba. So what does he mean? You need a seiba, but okay, you should do it if it's not difficult. Because these shittos hold you must do it. So it sounds like he's saying. Now let's see one more instance where this is addressed, and we'll try.
What did he say about the earlier matzahs?
What's
these shittos?
Rashbam?
Yeah.
You mean you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of achilas matzah with that?
Right. I'm saying you have to do a seiba if you're not.
With the Rashbam, you have to hold it. You have to go back for that matzah? Good question. You know, Shpam says really Achilas Matzah is the end. So would I have to go back for Seyum? That's a good question. Again, you know, as we in practice wear choshesh ve'el shittos also. As wear choshesh ve'el shittos, let's say, of tosos and other mishum and say, well, that's the mitzvah matzah. That's the matzah.
Which one?
The first matzah. That's just as a practical matter. Okay, let's just take a look at one more instance where this comes up, and then we'll try to make some sense out of it all. Tough ayin ches.
One says you don't go back. One says you have.
One says you should not go back.
Right. One says you can.
First time he says you should not go back. The second time he says you should go back if you can. Look what he says the third time. Tough ayin ches aleph.
Say again.
Tough ayin ches aleph. 176. Tough ayin ches aleph. Next page. Beg your pardon? Next page. Good. Whoever wants. Sure, why not?
After Avi Komen, in the whole Shem Dover. After Avi Komen, you shouldn't eat anything.
This is what you're referring to, right? You can't eat the Avi Komen in two places. You can't eat the Karan Pesach in two places. You can't eat Avi Komen in two places. It's like you fell asleep in the middle and you ate more. You're not allowed to do that. Alright, take a look now at the Mishnah Berurah here. In. What is it? Sif Katan Aleph? Ein Lechol? No, you can't eat after it because you want to make sure that the tam afi komen lingers in your mouth, as we know. Okay, go ahead.
You should go back and eat again.
If you ate in the middle, if you ate something after it, what you do? Go back and eat like a kazayis.
It's a little different, though.
Well,
you can eat in two different places.
Is this not in opposite with the first thing that he said? Either way, this seems to be a steer to one of the previous two halachos. Either this is, right?
Can we quickly get a recap?
Recap. We have three places where the Mishnah Berurah speaks about Afikoman and going back for Afikoman. In the first instance, in Taf Ayin Beis, Sifkat and Chaf Beis, he says that if you realize that you didn't do a saber for Afikoman, you do not go back and do it again. Why? Because you can't eat two Afikomans. The second time he addresses the issue, he says, if you forgot to do a seber and you realized it, of course, if you can, you should go back and do it again. If it's not too difficult.
Right.
The third time he addresses it, in Taf Ayin Ches Aleph, the previous one was Taf Ayin Zayin Aleph, that was Sifkat and Dalet. Here it's Taf Ayin Ches Aleph, Sifkat and Aleph. He says that if you ate after the Afikoman, go back and do it again because you have to make sure that you have a maftir nacha pesach afikoman.
Two places you have to go back, one place you don't have to go back.
Well, one place he says you should go back if you can. One place he says you may not go back.
He says you should go back.
He says you should go back. You must go back. So you must go back because ain't maftir nacha pesach afikoman. Yeah.
If ate after afikoman and you forgot to save up.
No, there's two different issues. Over here he's not talking about a save up.
Right.
Here he's saying you ate after the afikoman. You have to
then you have to go back to the then you redo the afikoman.
Yeah.
So if there are different issues, then why is there a contradiction?
Well, previously you told me you're not allowed to have two afikomans.
Well, yeah, but it's like if you ate after that would be an afikoman, and then eating a second afikoman right after it.
Maybe the first is not afikoman.
No, because now the first is no longer an afikoman.
Yeah.
In which case?
Then you ate after it.
In which case?
Third case.
And how is that better than a case where I did it but I didn't do it with a seba?
That's a different story.
That's
because
okay,
now that thing is still is called afikoman.
I'm not saying there's no resolution here. I'm saying that I think it deserves attention. So you're saying it doesn't even deserve attention. You're saying it's so possible.
No, I mean, not necessarily that's obvious, but it seems like there's a natural...
Okay, so let me hear.
Oh, man, on the hot plate now.
Go ahead.
All right, so it seems like if... in the third case, if you eat after the afikoman, then the first so-called afikoman was not even afikoman.
In which case?
This is case.
Well, you ate after it?
Yeah.
You want to say that you totally
nullified
your first
afikoman?
Okay.
It doesn't exist anymore.
Good. And how about where you ate it without a seba when it requires a seba?
Well, so now it's you can't go back because lachatchila you shouldn't eat after the afikoman. Now, if you did eat after the koman, it would nullify.
Forget about eating it. Now you did it, but you didn't do a seba.
Yeah, so now it's too late. You ate your kazayit. You can't wait. You know,
but it needs
you
a seba.
You missed out on a seba. You got your mitzvah for afikos matzah.
Yeah, exactly. You can't.
That's
you want to say it. So it's not. But even though the Mechaber's whole rule was, you need to go back for those things that require a seba, and if you don't, lo yatza. Kol mi shetzarech a seba. Im achal o shalsa b'lo seba lo yatza. But don't go back for afikomen, says the Mishnah Berurah. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you're not allowed to have two afikomens.
Right. So the Mishnah Berurah comes in.
But what does that mean? Did you have afikomen? Did you not have afikomen? So what do you want to say? You want to say really you had afikomen?
I say, but it's not totally on the seva.
So you want to say you're yotze?
Yotze, but it would have been much better. It would have been much better.
Okay, so you're not yotze mitzvah b'shalim musa, but you really are yotze. That's what you want to say. Okay. What do you say, Dov?
Isn't the whole thing in the Ramada?
The whole thing? Which whole thing?
The Mishnah Berurah. He's talking about this whole afikomen thing. Isn't that in the Ramada?
In which simon?
Tafayin bet.
Tafayin beis. When the Mishnah Berurah, when the Rama says also by achilas matzah.
He says also by achilas
matzah. The Mechaber just says anything that needs a seiba. If you ate or drank without a seiba, you're not yotze, and you have to go back and do it. Okay. And the Rama says, oh, it also means matzah. I mean, he's just telling you what the things are. Okay, so you know, rest assured, this has been addressed. I mean, we didn't discover America here. So Moshe actually has a tshuva, and the Menachas Yitzchak has a tshuva. Yitzchak has two tshuvas. I'd like to go through a Moshe tshuva. It's not so long, so it's fairly short. We'll read through it together. He writes like this: "This is Or Chaim Chelek Gimel Siman Samach Zayin." B'davar hastira semishal kosev terasa harama mitalmido. Apparently, someone's Talmud, this Rav Yehuda Leib Gordonberg, whoever that was asked this question by his Talmud, and then he in turn asked this question to Rav Moshe. What was the question? B'stira semishal kosev terasa harama mitalmido b'mishne b'ra shebesimen taf ayin beiz. Sifkan chaf beis kasa b'shachach v'achal afikomen v'lo haseiba lo yachsa v'yochlenem d'ha also lechol shnei pam afikomen shlo tamze ha vanday af shlo kasha lefon av lechol even if he could do it afim rotz lahach me lachsa lechol oda pam also lachsa kemosha kasa rama b'shasa koshli shi v'kos v'vi b'lo haseiba d'bizman hazeh ein lo lachsa l'shos mitzach shashener kemosha v'kosos kein yishlos b'afikomen me'achas shakasa shu mitzach sh'also lechol. So it should be like the third and fourth cups. It can't be Mosif, so you can't eat a second afikomen. Fine, now I understand. It's the same thing. Right, if you stop there, no problem. Right? Why don't we go back to the third and fourth cups? Oh, because of the we have the Ravya to rely on, and we're concerned about Nirkim Mosif Al Kosos. So, all right, now I understand why I don't go back for afikomen. Because it shouldn't look like I'm having two afikomens, which I'm not allowed to do. Oh, 1 second. Ubisimin tafayin zayin sifkatan dalit kasav mishnah berurah dibeshachach v'afikomen b'lo haseiba ein sarach lachzar v'lechol im kashalav ha'achila. Right? How about those two? Forgetting about the last one. How about the first two? How about the place where the mishnah berurah says you can't do it because you're not allowed to two? And the second time when he says it, also talking about a seiba, don't do it if it's too difficult. Right?
Just
no, but I'm saying you see that's yeah. More.
Correct.
That's the same thing. You can't tell me, well, in one case he's talking about Haseba, in one case he's talking about eating after Afikomen. That might be true. You could resolve the machlokas, the steer between those two things that way. Tell me the different rules. But those first two are both talking about the same exact thing. In one case he says you can't do it, not allowed, because you can't have twice. In the other case he says, oh, so you'll do it if you can. Well, what do you mean?
Maybe if you haven't benched yet.
Oh, alright. So maybe there's an afkamin if you benched. What would be an afkamin if you benched? This is what Dov was asking before.
Well, so it's not a, it's, there's no half sec. It doesn't look like it's a second afkamin. If you benched, then you'd have another piece of matzah and claim that the previous piece was still part of your meal.
Good. Very good. So that's what Ramosh wants to say. He says, if the simon tafai and zayin siv katan dalet, the Mishnah Berurah says you would go back if it's not too difficult. That according to Rashi and Rashbam, you need it because that's the mitzvah. So what does Rav Moshe say? He says, oh, it must be that in two cases we're talking about two different mitzvahs. Nira dibesimin tuf ayin zayin ayri kisha adayin hu kodin berchas hamazon. When Rav Moshe says that if it's not too difficult, go back and do it. I'm sorry, when the Mishnah Berurah says if it's not too difficult, go back and do it again. That's when what?
You haven't benched
yet. And it's also when he says he didn't gam kodem shenot val yada. You can take what you want from that, but he's clearly talking about mayim achronim, right? So you didn't bench, and you didn't wash mayim achronim, and you didn't say haval navar. What do you mean? You didn't end your meal. You didn't officially end your meal. You say haval nevarich, that's it. You can't eat anymore after
what
that.
What does that mean?
Rabbosai
nevarich.
Sephardim? Okay, I'm just saying, whatever we would do, you want to say Rabbosai nevarich, you want to say Rabbosai mevel benchin, you want to say haval nevarich, you want to say let's bench, all those things.
You see that phrase in sometimes you see a bencher where it has two different
introductions. They're all called to arms to bench. Right. At the end of the day, whatever you do to indicate that you're ready to bench, it's a cessation from eating and your meal is over. That's a big question. The guy says, let's bench. He wasn't ready really, he wasn't saying Zimun. That's always a big joke. Everyone says, okay, you know, they answer. Baruch Shachar, whatever.
Oh, they got me. Someone got me on that. He asked me, how do you bench? You have to do Rav Asai, or you do the other one, the other bench? I said, I do Rav Asai never after that.
Yeah. But you need everyone else that needs to be in on it, otherwise.
They're all in on it, yeah.
Uh-huh. All right.
It's the only thing they do on everyone.
That's cute. In any event, once you've done that, and your intention is no longer to eat, your meal's over. Now if you decide to eat further, you have to make a new bracha rishona, because you stopped eating. So that's what he says over here. Shavadei rasha lecha matzah fil harbe zeisim lafikomen. Who says, he mentioned before, you just say that, okay, I ate the first kezayis without afikol, without haseiba, but I'll eat my last afikol, my last kezayis with haseiba.
I may have been wrong. How's benching connect to afikolman? Afikolman's way after benching.
No, it's before benching. You can't eat
right before. Right before benching.
Right.
At the end of the meal.
End of the meal before benching.
I'm good now.
Right? So that's safun bare. He wants to say like this. When the Mishnah Berurah says you may not go back and have a second afikoman, that's when? It's after you benched. When he says if it's not too difficult, go back and do it. And certainly because Rashi and the Rashbam would require it, make Adin, because they hope that this is matzah. Says that's when you didn't bench yet. And that's okay. You'll have some, like Yonah said, maybe that will be part of my meal. Or like Daniel said, okay, I'll just say that I ate some of the afikoman without a seva, but I ate a full kezayis of afikoman with a seva. However you want to look at it, you satisfy the requirement of having afikoman, kezayis of afikoman, v'aseiva. V'lachin af shekvar ochel kezayis l'afikoman v'adi yishlo hachmen, kashidus v'ashu hashbam, shilcho od kezayis tachar l'afikoman. V'rak kashikosha lof ha'achila, and only when it's very difficult, ein l'chai v'lechol yoser. Why not? Why does the Mishmur say, don't eat it if it's too difficult? Not because of the Raviyah. The Rav Yoh is essentially Das Yochid. As we mentioned before, Das Yochid that we still hold on to. We use it from time to time. What's the reason why we say that if it's difficult, you need not go back and do it again? Because we're so much on the Das of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that Afikoman does not need a Seba.
Who said this?
Who said the Rambam says that?
Yeah, who was brought down?
I'm reading from the Rav Moshe's Tshuva on this supposed stira, or Chaim Chelek Gimel, Simon Samach Zayin. What's the matter?
No.
Let me see. A moment. Surprise. So he's saying it's not the Rav Yoh that the Mishnah Berurah is relying on when the Mishnah Berurah says it's difficult. He's saying we're relying on a different shita. We're relying on the shita of the Rambam that holds that Mikra Din. There's no such thing as a Seba from Afikom. What about Tafayin Beis? Oh, but Simon Tafayin Beis, Ari Hamishnah Berurah Achar Berachas Hamazon. That's after benching. It's true, you didn't say Berachas Gofen on the cup, but nonetheless, Harayu Inyan Yisrael Ligrom Berachas Harbe Shalol Tzorech. You can't have another Berachas Shalol Tzorech. If the halach is really like the Rambam, and like the Pre-Chadash, and like the other shittas that say there is no haseva required for afikoman, then you're yotze already. So now what are you doing? You're putting yourself in a potential situation where what?
Where you say a bracha.
We're going to have to make a new bracha now on something that you might not really have to do. because he said halva mevarech. So now you're going to go back mishum de'im yotza ein zeshuv atka derachmona shebeze ikach shash iser aser lo leechal afikomen achar b'shvil haseba af shelo koshalov, even if it's not difficult after rosu ahachmir, you can't do it. Even if you want to be machmir, you can't be a machmir and put yourself in this position where you're going to have to make another bracha. V'hocha b'shar etziyon kasev gam ha d'rav yah mishum d'mokum chash iser somchen al rav yah af shudas yachid, like the Ramah says b'shnei kosev achronim af shahocha lo tzarech l'ha d'rav yah. We just don't need the rav yah. We don't need the rav yah because we have the hodas ha-rambam ika gam kan mikol mokum nokat b'shar etziyon gam das rav yah l'horo shagam b'shvil das rav yah sagi b'zeh. In other words, with the rav yah it's certainly good. You can use the rav yah also, but he says we don't even need the rav yah because you have the Rambam, you have the Pichadash, you have others who say you don't need. There is no Haseba for Afikomen. We can rely on that. We don't need to rely on Das Yachid about Haseba in general because we can rely on something more localized to Afikomen. So now you put yourself in a position where maybe you're choshish for those shitas that require Haseba, but yeah, but maybe you don't need Haseba. And by doing something now just to be Yotzei Dinai and those shitas that hold you don't need Haseba, you're doing something that looks like eating a second Afikomen. You can't do that. Aser ligrom birkos habe shalot zarech. It's also to do it. Because now it's not required. What are you doing? Also lechol afikomen achar b'shul haseiba afshalok kashalav afirotzal hachmir. Yeah. All right. So the truth is, Minchas Yitzchak has two tshuvos on this general issue. They're both in the same place. Chelak Tes, one simon mem vav, one simon mem zayin. I'm going to skip to the second tshuva first, because that's where he deals with the latter issue. And if we have time, I don't mind going back to the previous tshuva. But apparently he wrote up and back with someone on this particular issue. They dialogued on this issue. He says, I enjoyed your Torah, what you wrote in this journal regarding Achil Safikomen before Chatzos. And he says, I saw whole issue that apparently was discussed over there. And what you ended off with, I'm gonna start with over here. The kasha of Mashia Kasa Mishnah Berurah Tafayin Ches Aleph. You had a kasha about what the Mishnah Berurah says in Tafayin Ches Aleph. The imtaam mashu achar afikoman yachzev yochel kazayas l'shem afikoman. You were bothered by that. Hare Mishnah Berurah Kasa Ba'atzmo Tafayin Zayin Dalid. The Misha Shachach Leelkal Afikoman Beseba Im Lo Kasha Lo Yachzev Yochel. The Le'el Tafayin Beis Chaf Beis Kasa Demiu Afikoman Shachach Leelkal Beseba Lo Yachzer. So he now deals with all three. Dain Weiss and the Minchas Yitzchak addressing all three of these Mishnah Berurahs. Moshe only addressed the first two. Dain Weiss is going to deal with all three. And he writes like this. According to the Mishnah Berurah, the kasha divya Mishnah Berurah betarti. It says I have two kashas. E benid aleph benidon haseba gufa. In other words, within the world of haseba, there's a stira. The stira that Ramosha addressed. One case he says you can't go back for haseba because it's two afikomens. Dehine kasav the lo yachsu lechol the also lechol beis pamim afikomen. The ilu and tafayin zayin kasev dim lo kashal yachsav yochel. That's one stira, right? A contradiction.
Yeah. Can we say the?
That's the first contradiction that we already mentioned.
Fine.
The two instances where the Mishnah Berurah speaks about afikomen and haseba.
Yep.
The first he says you can't go back for haseba, and the second he says if you can you should.
If
it's not difficult. The second problem he says is tama biyoser. It's very pelvic, right? Very difficult. What the Mishnah Berurah says in tafayin ches. Dim yesh iser lechol beis pamim afikomen. If it's a problem of eating two times afikomen, ketzad shari lachzu lechol im tam achriach afikomen. How could you go back and eat a second afikomen just because you ate the cookies in the middle? Hari had devarim matmiim dim shachach lechol afikomen beseiba. If you forgot to eat the afikomen with a seiba, shezeh efshar ma'akiv beguf hamitzvah. This is what I was trying to beat out of you before, and impress upon you the nature of the question. The Mechaber says that if you don't have a seba for the thing that you need a seba for, it's like you didn't do it. So he says it's possible now that a seva is so integral to the mitzvah that it retards the performance of the mitzvah. In ma'ake, it's ma'ake of the kima mitzvah. Right? If I eat after afikomen, is anyone going to say I didn't eat my afikomen? No, I did something secondarily that I shouldn't have done. Can you take away from him the fact that I ate my afikomen?
No.
I had cake after my afikomen. What are you going to say? You did something wrong. You violated this rule of eimachtin after Pesach afikomen.
So have my afikomen.
Have my afikomen.
Okay.
If I didn't do a seva for my afikomen, and an afikomen requires a seva, did I do afikomen?
And you could say no.
You could say no. So he says, that's a good kasha. He says, that's a strong kasha. That's what I was trying to express earlier.
Well, how does that come out over here? Why is that important?
Because that's the steer between this last halacha and the Mishnah Berurah in Tafayim Ches, where he says if you accidentally ate after Afikoman, you should go back and do it again. Well, what do you mean? You told me I came two times Afikoman. You told me I came to eat two times Afikoman. You told me that I don't go back for a seva.
Maybe I don't understand the facts on
the biggest theory, says, is from, we'll call them 1A and 1B, if you will, to 2.
Right.
Meaning from 1 and 2 collectively to 3. You tell me that this at some point I'm not supposed to go back for Afikoman because I can't eat two Afikomans, and I'm not even going to go back for Haseva, which could be integral to the Kiyum HaMitzvah, right? But when it comes to this external rule of Eimav Tirnach HaPesach Afikoman, which again doesn't touch and concern my Kiyum HaMitzvah Afikoman, it's a separate problem.
So what you're saying is, if you can't go back for a bigger thing, then how can you can go back for a smaller thing?
Yeah, I mean, that's one way of saying it, but I'm trying to get you to appreciate how one is big and one is small. Mm-hmm. One is big is because it has the potential of keeping you from performing that mitzvah. If you hold that Afikoman needs a seva, not like the Rambam, if you hold like the other sheet that say Afikoman needs a seva, and you didn't do a seva, you didn't do the mitzvah. If you learn that's the way a seva works, if you learn that a seva is a din in the thing itself, right? And that goes back to the Griz. But if you learn like those sheetahs that say, a seva is part of the mitzvah, and you learn that this thing needs a seva, right? And now you don't do a seva, it's like the Mechaber says, you didn't do that very thing.
You can't say that about eating afterwards?
Which is strong. You think it's a stronger question than eating about that? Eating. You think it's stronger than saying, if you already ate the afikomen, you ate it already.
It's a mitzvah al-yedei tam.
It's a mitzvah what?
Ali day time.
What do you mean mitzvah day time?
I don't know. What's we said? It sounds like...
Who is he?
Oh, the Mishnah Berurah.
Says what?
Ein lachol kadei shelo yavon mipiv tam matzah shel afikomen. Shehu mitzvah ali day time. Sounds like mitzvah is that it should be the taste stays in your mouth.
So you want to tell me, Lama Frey, I uproot the fact that they ate the afikomen. That's what he means?
That... It's impossible to say that
way. Oh, what the...
That's the chiddush.
Isn't that what we said? It's not impossible.
That's what we were saying.
No, I was saying the mitzvah is that you need to have the tam. If you don't have the tam, then you did something wrong.
If you ate after the afikomen,
I would say it means the mitzvah of ein maftir and after Pesach afikomen, that mitzvah.
That's what you're saying, right? If you ate after the afikomen, the tam of the afikomen, that was gone.
Yeah, that's true. That's factually correct. But now the question is, so what? What did you do?
You killed the tam.
You need
to have afikomen again to re.
Well, what I'm saying is the simple pshat is that means you violated this rule of ein maftir and after Pesach afikomen. That's a rule that's totally in tam.
Well, afikomen itself isn't telling the time.
I'm just saying, it's hard to say that I didn't eat my afikomen. Right?
I said it.
I'm saying that doesn't necessarily mean what he said. What did you say? You said it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Can we attempt a quick recap of this?
A practical example?
Like these days, yeah.
I mean, matzah is the only mitzvah that we have as manazet, which is daraisa, achila, chafza.
Work.
Which?
Not eating after afikomen, because... When is it that when you eat again, it's not considered eating after?
Within the zman of the karma, whatever that is.
What is that zman?
It depends. If you ask Rabbi Kiva, it says kol ha'layla. You ask Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he says l'chatzos. So, right. But the next day, obviously, next morning,
right.
Who's going to say, you can't eat now?
Right. Okay.
You know?
I'm sure, like someone who sleeps only...
Right.
Two hours, and then starts his next
day. Or a guy that eats very late. Let's say a guy eats very late. You know, right. It's always the thing when you guys wake up flashing, that's like a big thing. So, what does that mean? Now a guy's having breakfast, and you can tell him, you can't eat breakfast now because it's you still have to, when does it end? Right. You're going indefinitely? So,
what is it, you wake up flashing?
I'm saying, guys eat meat late at night.
You eat 3 in the morning, and you wake up 100.
Wait, that's right. You can't, it's still 6 hours, whether you're sleeping or not.
Yeah. I think there were some who wanted to argue otherwise, but I don't think we passed by.
Sleeping gets rid of
well,
the
pound? Yeah.
Really?
That's tough. I'm saying even post-convention. It's not for now. Let's stay focused. I'll say we have a tendency to get off topic. Let's try to stay focused. So he wants to answer up the question like this. Okay?
Can we have one more minute to try to ponder it?
Oh, yeah, please. Of course. All
right. So, again, just to make sure we got the facts and that we're on the right pondering track.
Yeah, promise.
So, again, if Matz requires a seva, then we would expect that if you forgot the seva for the afikomen, then one would have to go back. And the reason is because the original eating of the afikomen was compromised in a mortal way. Correct?
So great then, lush on. That's awesome.
Thanks. So then why does the Mishnah Berurah say that you should not go back to redo the afikomen? Right? That's the question.
Yeah, he's saying go back for something that seems...
Something
external.
Something
that's external.
External and seemingly minor. In
I don't know about minor. I'm just saying external as opposed to integral.
Yeah.
Inherent. Now, this question was apparently a question that was discussed by this other Talmud Chacham that Minchas Yitzchak was talking to, that was writing to over here, around the yeshivas... Rosen, I can't imagine it's Rosen, maybe Rojin, some yeshiva in Yerushalayim that he was dialoguing with, who apparently written this article. It's written with a vav, I don't know. I guess it's possible it's Rojin, I don't know. His name was Moreno Harav Rabbeinu Zev Feldman Shlita, if anyone knows who that was or is. In any event, apparently this was dealt with in that article, and he says, I'm going to start with that. So he tries to be miyashi, he tries to answer this up. You want to ponder? As opposed to Rav Moshe's answer, we see Rav Moshe was dealing with benching. Rav Asher Weiss wanted to distinguish the first two cases, not this last case, the first two cases, as one of being totally on Hesach Hadas. And benching would be the same thing. If you have Hesach Hadas or not. In any case we had Hesach Hadas, then he can't come back. In a case where you didn't have Hesach Hadas, then you could have more. You could just eat more matzah. They're basically the same as saying Havlan Nevarich and saying let's bench.
I was meaning forgot.
But you removed yourself. You didn't think you could eat anymore. I said, sorry, I'm not going to eat. I mean, it's pretty much like Rav Moshe. If you want to see that, that's the Minchas Asher in the Haggadah over there. He brings that mahalach. But the Minchas Yitzchak has these two tshuvos. He was clearly bothered by this. He says it's a stira. And in the earlier tshuva, which we didn't read, he said he'd be very happy if anyone could answer it for him. Again, it is a difficult issue. At least halachically, so once you get into it halachically, it's difficult. I'll just tell you what he says here. It's a little bit technical. I'm gonna skip a little bit, but what he writes in his last tshuva is the following: Hinei nidon didon dami lahanal. The Hare Baha, the Ainlaf Tir and Achare HaPesach Afikomen have a rock inyan shalot chachila. The rule of not going and eating after Afikomen is a little chachila. You shouldn't do that. Avalo machmas plugta. We don't not do it because of machlokas. In other words, we don't say it's a chachila because of machlokas. El kach tiknu chazal. This was the Chachamim's enactment. Bahadit tsar chaseb of Afikomen. When we say that you need a seva for afikoman, that is totally a machlokas. Rambam says no, Pichar says no, others say yes, it is the real matzah. Totally the plukta saposkim, the yeshu sin, the afal chachila, ain't tzarech haseva. The yeshu sin, the tzarech haseva. Ul halacha, after machmirim, la chachila, mikomokam, have a rock, let's say, see they post machmirim. Why do we say you should do a seva for afikoman? Because it's a machlokas over here, so we say, let's be yotzi all the shitas. We're not necessarily convinced that it must be this way unequivocally. There's reason to suggest that maybe not. For a seva. Everyone agrees that you need to satisfy the rule of ein maftir nacha pesach hafikomen, because that was the tekana chachamim. Therefore, so what?
And what does that mean?
That you want to say that. There's a difference between the reason why we do a seba for afikomen and the reason why we say ein maftir nacha pesach afikomen.
Ein maftir, nothing.
Don't eat after the korban pesach. The reason why we say that is because everyone agrees l'chadchila it's okay. It's proper.
To eat afterwards.
Everyone agrees that you should not eat after achikom. Should not. Some say b'di'evit it's okay, but everyone agrees l'chachila you should not.
Right.
As opposed to haseba, which is totally in machlokas. The reason why we avoid it, the reason why we do it is because it's machlokas. We want to make sure that you're doing the best thing possible. So when you could do it, you do it to be yotzei all the shitas. But over here, im atinach ha-pesach ha-vikom, l'chuli am l'chachil tzarech kein, t'kach t'kni k'chomim. L'chein hai l'chachila chomir min ha-l'chachil d'haseba ha-vikom. He wants to say it's a technical answer. It's not I don't want to say not a svar, but it's not a svar in the traditional sense. What he's saying is that there's a difference between the reason why we're makbid to do haseva and the reason why we're makbid on imaf tinacha pesach avikom halachically. And that is what? That when it comes to haseva, it's basically based on a machlokas. So we're doing it l'chadchil to be yotzei a machlokas. But when you're doing imaf tinacha pesach avikom, that is something that's not subject to machlokas. Everyone agrees that l'chadchil is proper. So therefore what? Ubezesh shaper kasa mishnah brula halacha benogel afikomen the imtaam acharei afikomen yochol od pam kedel kaim hada imaftirin the din hachil koyama mashein kim ni haseva after machmirim lechadchil mikamakom lechol pachas ein tzar haseva al kama poskim ein tzar haseva after ish poskim the ma'akev after the yevid mikamakom a poskim shein tzarich nirim yoser. Wants to say that really there's a good reason to say that you really don't need haseva for afikomen. Like there's a strong school of thought among the Rishonim say you don't need haseba for afikomen. We do it lechachila because we want to be machmir for those shitos. But when it comes to emaf tirnach pesach afikomen, it's not like that. Really, everyone assumes that it should be done lechachila. So therefore, mikom makom poskim shein tzarich nirim yoser. Therefore, ein lahachmir lemisha kashal over echa orapam. If someone finds it difficult, he's answering it from that perspective. And that's, why is it that you only tell a guy when you can go back for haseba, you should only do it if it's not difficult? And over here, there's no mention of it not being difficult. So what's he saying? Oh, over there, when it's difficult, you don't do it because really, most of the other Rishonim hold you don't have to do it. Just doing it for a chumrah. So there, don't go back. He's answering it from a different perspective. Not answering it like, what's the difference in svara. He's saying, well, I'll tell you just technically, in terms of the enactment, why it's different. The enactment of haseba by afikomen is a chumrah. It's based on a machlokas Rishonim. So when you can be yotzei zayin all the sheet, that's fine. But now you're telling me it's difficult and you can't do it, so we'll say, okay, we'll be meiko. But over here, it's not like that. Over here, everyone agrees that l'chachili should do it.
It's weird. I would think the Mishnah Berurah would have said, written a little more, to be more a little explicit.
That's another problem. That's another problem. It's not, it's very difficult. It's a very difficult thing. Why not have more detail here? Why not have more detail?
It's not bad for
the Odif main maftirin. L'chachil din hachil kol yamna. Va'ayin od b'sifri sham sharachti b'zeh b'nagil din l'sham.
All right. What's the general call then? What do we do if we eat after the afikomen?
If you eat after the afikomen, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you go back. Again, I'm assuming again that he means here that it's presumably somewhere where it's not bent. You haven't benched yet.
Okay, he doesn't say that. You go back and see it again. And if you bench already?
I'm assuming if you bench, then you're back into the other problem of having it be second after you come.
But what about
right? That I don't think
what about
so
either.
No, so here you can use the same svara that I'm still, like you said before, I'm still eating. He's not looking at it from that perspective. He's looking at the perspective, why am I making an issue of it? Do it again. If I did it, I did it. Okay, I didn't do it the best way. Yeah, but this is the best way that everyone really agrees this is the right way to do it. L'chadchila. Okay, b'di'eved, maybe you'd be yotze. You finished your seder, now you realize you ate after the afikomen. Okay, so b'di'eved yotze. Everyone agrees l'chadchila you should have done the other way. Maybe after benching is b'di'eved. I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe after benching is already b'di'eved.
Wait, how could you eat it? I mean, if you eat the afikomen for some reason after benching, I mean...
No, what I'm saying is you ate afikomen, you had chocolate cake, and now you bench. Right?
Sure.
So that's b'di'eved, right? It's done. It's over. But if I ate off the common and I had chocolate cake and I didn't, so Mr. Bruce says, okay, but eat it again. What do you mean eat it again? You told me if I, before by Haseba, you told me only if it's not difficult.
Okay, benching cancels the second time if I have a moment.
I would say if you bench, then even the Mishnah Berurah would agree that in this case you can't go back because that's too off the common.
You have chocolate cake and you didn't eat yet.
Right, as opposed to Haseba where you're saying, oh, only if it's difficult. It's only if it's not difficult.
Why would it be difficult?
Because you stuffed.
Oh, that's the, really?
Yeah, that's what he means. Of course, that's what he means.
Chios gasa.
It's you full. Why else would it be difficult?
I don't know.
I mean, matzah's at a premium. Okay, that could be also. If you can't get matzah, you can't get matzah. It is
a premium.
Okay, so you're, yeah, you know, that was the last piece of shawarma.
Yeah, obviously, okay. That's, you're honest, and you have no choice altogether.
So difficult means if you're feeling full?
I think so. If it's difficult for you, it's kosher. If it's kosher for you, what else does that mean? He doesn't say if you have no ability to do it, if you don't have matzah, I mean, that's what he should say. If there's no way to do it, he doesn't say that. He doesn't say main lo matzah, all right? He says, if it's kosher. Kosher means it's difficult. Did you go away and come back?
No.
You're not going with your other?
What?
You're not going home?
No, I am.
You're going
home.
You're going
home. Have a good trip. Good patient.
It's not an easy resolution. I mean, none of these are easy resolutions. The easiest resolutions are Moshe's easy, you know, resolution, or Rosh Weiss's resolution to the first two stiras, the stira within the Haseba. But once you move from the world of Haseba to Imav Tirach HaPresa, it's difficult. And that's why he's looking at it from this perspective of halachic enactment. One is based on a machlokas, and one is not based on a machlokas.
So the machlokas is the Haseba.
Exactly. So doesn't need a Haseba, doesn't not need a Haseba. It's a machlokas, we do it.
So,
but if you did it without it, so we'll say, okay, you have a right to rely on those sheep to say not, because they're really more correct, if you will. They really have more weight behind them.
So in other words, you say, if you forgot, then it's...
Which one are you talking about now?
The first one.
Haseba?
Yeah.
Right, if you didn't do it, which you should have done the Chachila, you want to recap.
Yeah, thanks. All right, so if you forgot the Haseba, then there are still the Shitas that say you did it, that even though you forgot, you didn't have to do it to begin with anyway.
Right.
And therefore, though you didn't do the Haseba, you actually really still took care of the Afikoman properly.
According to most opinions, right. And the only reason why you do the Chachila is because it's better.
Yeah, because it's Chomer, yeah.
It's better.
Yeah, and therefore, B'dievid, you really have done the Afikoman.
According
and
to
therefore,
most
now, if you were to have another piece of afikomen, you really would be having two afikomens.
No, the thing is, when you find it difficult, when you find it difficult, then you don't have to go back.
But this is you cannot do the seba for afikomen.
That we said is benching after benching, before benching after benching.
Hold on. So what are we discussing now? There were three things you said.
I'm discussing the difference between the Haseba rule.
Yeah.
Why you go back for a Haseba, and I'm sorry, why you don't go back for a Haseba when it's difficult.
Yeah.
As opposed to why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that if you find it difficult to eat another kazayas of matzah after you've eaten your chocolate cake, right, then you don't do it. He just says if you ate chocolate cake after matzah, you have to go back and do it again.
So we're discussing between points 2 and 3.
Exactly.
So the first discussion was
1A, 1A, exactly. That's what Moshe's
about. 1 and 2.
Right, what Moshe's about.
Now we're discussing the contradiction between 2 and 3.
Or the general rule world of Haseba versus, you know, 1 and 2 together versus 3, right?
Okay. Let's see. All right, now the notes are coming in.
Right?
Yeah.
This is nothing else, it's just a curiosity of these Mishnah Berurahs. You would expect more detail. The Mishnah Berurah would have been better if the Mishnah Berurah would have been more... What's that? I don't know. A lot of things like that. I mean, you know, that's like saying no one asked the Rambam what he meant over here.
He has things where he clarifies things that he says, doesn't he?
For the Rambam?
He doesn't have that?
In the Yad itself?
No.
Like, yeah, from the Pirush Rishonis to the Yad, there's certain things that he clarified.
What did they ask him?
Well, that's what Dov was saying. Like, why didn't people just ask him?
I don't
know. Okay, Rabosai. So we will stop here. Bli Nedar tomorrow. If anyone's around and plans to be here, you let me know. I will try to go through some of the Haggadah. If anyone's interested.
Haggadah.
Well, I'll try to go. Yeah, try to get some ideas on the Haggadah. What's that?
See if I can get out of my house.
Just let me know in advance.
I mean, if no one's
going to be here, then I'm not going to come. But
I'll drag Mark tomorrow.
Okay, he's going to be here. Mark? Oh, Mark Gardner? Okay.
Yeah.